With you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions, who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them walking along on their way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. But later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." The gospel of the Lord. We are continuing to follow the accounts of the evangelist the day after the Lord rose from the dead. And here we are taking this particular passage from the Gospel of Mark. And it's amazing how, in the face of all of the witnesses, first the witness of Mary Magdalene, and then the second, the witness of Clopas and another disciple, they were on the road to Emmaus, and they all came back to the 11 and told them of their account. And there was so much unbelief. Mary Magdalene, they did not believe. Clopas and the other disciples of Emmaus, they did not believe. And so Jesus came that same evening and rebuked them for their unbelief. And then in a strange twist of event, Jesus said, "Okay, now that you know the real story, now that you know that I am raised again, now you go and proclaim the gospel." It's very telling what Mark is trying to tell us. Those of us who now have the knowledge of the resurrection of the Lord 2,000 years after it happened. And of course, we were much more sophisticated now than the first disciples. With our advance in theology and research and understanding, we now understand that Jesus really rose from the dead. But see, our understanding of Jesus rising from the dead should not just rest on this nice idea that, oh, I know that Jesus rose from the dead. Well, it's very clear in the scripture. Now you know, you go and proclaim the gospel. That's how it should be. Our knowledge of the resurrection of the Lord, our intellectual knowledge of the resurrection of the Lord must transform our hearts and transform our lives. And once our lives have been transformed and hearts converted, now we go out into the world to proclaim the gospel. That's the trajectory of those disciples of the Lord who have received the good news of salvation, the good news of the resurrection of Christ. Now, Jesus says, now you go and proclaim the gospel. That's kerygma. You have heard of the word kerygma? Kerygma is the proclamation of the gospel. Now, so what is our kerygma? What is the gospel really? You know this already. And it is the gospel. It is that gospel that you know which you're going to proclaim. So, Father, what is really the gospel? Well, let me take you on a summary of what the gospel is. And remember this, because this is how you will proclaim to the world according to Jesus here. First, the gospel proclaims that God loves you. That's the first, that God loves us. And if you have not experienced that love, which I'm sure you have already, but if you're not aware of that love, then ask the Lord, "Lord, let me experience your love." It begins there. It begins the knowledge that we are loved by the Lord. Second, the knowledge that we have sinned, that we have incurred sin, and the original sin makes us tend to do that which is against the will of God. And that could lead us to despair. I am hopeless. I cannot get out of this vicious cycle of sin. What must I do? Comes the third. The third is the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. That's what saves us. That's what saves us from all of our sin, because we begin to realize, after knowing that we have sinned, we begin to realize that we are absolutely powerless in the face of our sinfulness. And so we turn to Christ. We turn to His passion, His death, and resurrection that washes away our sins and makes us justified before God. After that, after we claim the Paschal mystery, passion, death, and resurrection of Christ, we must then repent. Repent. Repentance is very important. To confess to the Lord through the sacrament of reconciliation everything that we have done, and look to the power of the sacraments to convert our lives and to strengthen us in our journey of holiness and perfection. After our repentance, we walk with the church. We walk with the church. We embrace the sacraments of the church. We gather around the table of the Lord where we experience the risen Lord. We walk with the church. We do not go on our own. And then, finally, when we are abiding in the church and when we are dining at the table of the Lord, when we are receiving the sacraments of the church, which are the continuing incarnation of Christ, the sacraments, then we go and proclaim. That's the gospel. And that's what we should be doing. Anything apart from that, picking and choosing from the trajectory that I have given to you, makes us cafeteria Catholics. And that is not good. That is not good. Our life is not pick and choose. It is everything. We embrace everything. That's why you have people like St. Peter and his companions before the Sanhedrin. They said, you should stop speaking about the Lord. He says, how can we? How can we? You know, we have received this gospel and it compels us to speak to the people and proclaim that Jesus is Lord indeed. That's exactly what we should do. And remember what was written in the Acts of the Apostles. It says, these men were uneducated. These are just regular people. Oh, yes, they are. Because the proclamation of the gospel does not depend or is not relegated to those who have advanced degrees in theology. No. Regular people like you and me. And we proclaim this by our experience of the risen Lord. And from there, we go and proclaim the gospel. If the reality of the risen Lord is not a real fact of your life, pray, ask the Lord, Lord, please come, and may I encounter you like Mary Magdalene and the rest of your apostles, the risen one whose tomb could not contain him. And may you be contained in my heart so that I can proclaim you to the rest of the world. Amen.